The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype on into the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We'll come back around to Satoshi Nakamoto. Apparently, he was not revealed earlier this week when one man, Dr. Craig Wright, claimed he was going to prove that he was Satoshi Nakamoto. He's failed miserably, and now he's chickening out and reneging on his promises. We'll tell you more about that. But we ended up getting into a discussion about property rights. It's Ian, Mark, and Daryl in the studio with you here tonight. And Mark, Daryl, I don't think you guys finished whatever discussion it was you were having about property rights and is property inherently based on the willingness to use force. Mark, you claim it is force. I don't know if I agree with that. I think it's the willingness to use force that determines whether or not something is
force. So a threat is, you would agree that a threat is violence, right?
Well, you don't.
Willingness to use violence is not necessarily a threat of.
Okay.
Right.
I'm claiming that the property is a threat of force.
What you're saying is that you know that by your understanding of what property is, that most people are willing to use force to defend it, so you presume that a person is willing to use force to defend it, but that may not be true of everyone in their property.
That's correct, but it's a societal threat of force, the threat of the use of force. That's what property is. Property is either, there are things, right? Like there's a computer, there's a microphone, there's a table. But those, in this case, the microphone is yours or belongs to the Shire Free Church. The table belongs to maybe you.
No,
the computer belongs to me. Okay, so the table belongs to the Shire Free Church.
Yeah.
And so that's an organization of a few people, and we defend these items from other people if those people wish to take them. We've never had that particular problem, but that's because of an understanding of what property is by the vast majority of people in our culture. Right?
I think that's true, yeah.
So, there's also people that don't understand property. So, for instance, the FBI came into this studio about a month ago, and they took things that were the property of the Shire Free Church.
That's right.
And nobody defended them. Why? Because we as a culture understand innately, whether we like it or not, that the government actually owns everything. That if they say they're going to come in and take something, then there's really nothing you can do to stop them because they're going to use more force than you.
That's right.
So,
like a criminal gang.
Right. There's different sort of layers of property out there. And we were talking about this situation in, Seattle, where an apartment complex is DNA testing dogs.
There's plenty of them like this, apparently.
Yeah. Some apartment complexes across the United States DNA test the dogs so that they can then find out who's poop it is sitting on the sidewalk or whatever, and then fine the apartment renter a commensurate amount of money, whatever that might be, that everybody agrees on. And what I was trying to get to in that conversation was just sort of saying, hey, I don't particularly mind it when municipalities and local governments do good things. Like, I generally don't go after them, and I don't create a problem when they do good things. And in this case, I think it's fine when landlords go ahead and fine people for dog poop. I think it's fine if a municipality fines people for dog poop. I would probably have a particular problem with a municipality saying that we're going to DNA test all the dogs in a particular area. But why is it that I find it okay for an apartment complex to DNA test the dogs, and I don't find it okay for a municipality
to DNA
all the dogs? I can't answer that question. I'll have to spend a little time digging around in my brain, but I would have to ultimately say that there's a lot of comparisons between an apartment complex, which has this sort of super ownership, and the sub ownership of owner.
No, there's no comparison.
And renter.
You know, you sound like the typical. You sound like the guy who called from New York advocating for socialism.
Greg from New York. Yeah. I think Greg was a brilliant man.
He was arguing that well, the city's no different from an apartment complex, basically, in that they own the property and you're just a renter, essentially. I'm sorry, I did not agree to it. It is not a legitimate agreement in that way because it did not have a voluntary meeting of the minds. There was no voluntary agreement at all in this. And now, of course, the statists would say, well, you agreed when you moved there. You agreed to all of the regulations when you moved there, and that's not true.
What if you were born there? Well, what if you inherited the apartment from your parents?
But further, I didn't agree to those things when I moved here. I did not review the regulations. It was not a requirement of me to review the regulations before buying property. And so, therefore, as far as I'm concerned, they don't legitimately apply to me. Now, they apply because men with guns will come and force them upon me. But ultimately, as far as comparing them to an apartment complex, it's a completely different animal because the threat of violence is ultimately what rules the day when it comes to agreements with governments.
In many cases, when you buy property, you're buying through a bank, and a bank will say that you have to, in their reams of paper that you sign, will say that you have to obey all laws that the city has pertaining to your property.
That's true. They do say that.
In many cases, bought the property that you currently have. You don't have any property, but the property that is currently...
When I had property, it ended up... Well, it was bought with a mortgage, but the mortgage was
paid off. So, Michael, you did sign a piece of paper...
With a bank, not with a government.
But the bank said that you had to obey all local laws. And would it really be that much different if a local government slid in a piece of paper on all pieces of property that were sold from here on out that said, hey, everybody that buys... everybody who signs this piece of paper is subject to all the laws in...
What if they decide to pass a law that says people named Mark get executed on the first of the month?
Right.
Did you agree to that?
Well, no, it doesn't really make a difference whether you agree to it or not, Darrell.
You're the one saying that, you signed it, so therefore you agreed to it.
Did I say that? No, I asked a question.
That's what you certainly implied.
I asked a question, and that question was, would it make a difference? And I don't think that it would particularly make a difference. Right? Like, it's just a piece of paper at that point. Like, it depends on how ridiculous the law is.
I would see it as a man with a gun representing this criminal gang butting into a private agreement, because I don't see their ownership of I don't believe in their claim of ownership of every piece of land within the city of the land known as the city of Keene. I don't believe in that fantasy. That's just a mass delusion as far as I'm concerned. Now, of course, some people would argue that property is a mass delusion, and that's another conversation. Here we're talking about something that we all agree on, which is the idea of property. We don't agree, I don't think, or I think that the three of us don't agree with the government, that the government owns the property, but ultimately they do use force, and they're using aggressive violence, and that is how they, that's how their people tend to believe that they own it.
Right. So what you're saying, and this is sort of fact, right, that the, in this culture, we say that we own our houses, but in actual fact, the government owns them, and we have sort of an inferior claim to the government on our property, and I would say that that is a reality, and how we deal with reality is what identifies us inside of the areas of liberty. So,
it's a reality that a criminal gang is occupying a territory and forcing you to act as though it is the owner of the property. But ultimately, it doesn't legitimately own it, in my mind, because they didn't legitimately buy it. They used the threat of violence and actual violence to... Solidify their position.
What about the case of the Dutch buying Manhattan for 29 beads or whatever, $29 a beads? Did they buy it? Is it theirs at that point?
That's a good question.
Because the Indians didn't have the same understanding of what property was.
That's an excellent question. Nathan's on the line in Texas on Skype. Hello, Nathan. Nathan in Texas. I think he's in Texas. Nathan's on Skype, maybe. Going once, going twice. We'll tell you what. We'll try Nathan back here in a little bit. Sometimes folks have their microphones muted and they don't realize it. So if you want to try Skype out, you can do that by joining us at Skype username lrn.fm.
Now, I would point out that Manhattan was taken from the Dutch by the British by force. Okay. So that would have broken the chain of legitimate ownership.
Yeah, and if you go back on property, you're going to encounter some sort of questionable use of, you know, force or actual use of force to acquire the property at some point in the past.
But the Dutch did sign a treaty after the British had sort of taken it, thus giving them Manhattan. Now it was, you know,
who signed the treaty? The government or the people?
I don't know, Ian. Like, the Dutch.
Usually it's governments that sign treaties.
Agreed. But in this case,
as far as I'm concerned, it's illegitimate. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You can join us here, and don't mute your microphones. It's Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There is no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Whether it's Satoshi Nakamoto or property rights, those are the things we've been discussing thus far tonight. But you can also bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. You know what? If you're putting together a new business, or you've had a business for a while and you're running out of business cards, it's time to reorder, go to Vistaprint.com. And when you go to checkout, use code FTL, and you'll get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Good luck finding a better price than that anywhere. It's super easy to personalize your cards. You can customize the text, the colors, the backsides, and more. In fact, they've already got thousands of industry-specific templates. Or if you've already got your design set, you can just upload, you know, one side and upload the other, and you're good to go. Super easy. If you want to upgrade the quality, you can do that as well. So maybe you want to get a thicker stock or add finish like metallic or spot gloss or raised print. Very cool stuff that you can do over at Vistaprint.com. And it's, again, super easy to customize. You can't beat the price. Try it out. 500 business cards for just $9.99 by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, code FTL at checkout at Vistaprint.com. And if you need more than just business cards, how about postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, whatever you need for your small business, office needs, home office needs, go to Vistaprint.com. Use code FTL at checkout for 500 business cards for just $9.99. We're going to try Nathan one more time. He says his mic was muted earlier, and now we hopefully will be able to hear him. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, guys.
Hey there. You're on here.
It does help when you unmute yourself.
Yes,
so,
sir.
You know, Mark's not the only one getting silenced today. So how many of you guys have seen The Walking Dead, the TV show?
I have watched that show, yes. I'm familiar with it, and I'm caught up on it.
I watched about 45 seconds of an episode one time, got confused about why they had zombies in a barn, said, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen, and then changed the channel.
Well, I think I often think of this show when you bring up these discussions about legitimate use of force, because that show has a way of personalizing a lot of these kinds of questions. Like, for example, in the season cliffhanger, there's this guy who basically shows up and says, well, you need to pay me 50% of your income or I'm going to shoot you. And there's not really any debate or discussion of the nuances of property rights.
I think
everyone pretty much understands when you're on your knees in a clearing, having a gun shoved in your face, this is not...
It's just a thug. Right. There's no flags. There's no national anthems. There's no FAA teams flying overhead. It's just a thug demanding half of your money.
And when you brought up the issue of...
But wait a minute. The thug will give you protection in return for the half of the money. So you are getting services. He will help you. You'll be part of his gang at that point. You'll be protected. Somebody comes against you, one of the other competing thugs in the area. This thug says he will go ahead and, keep an eye on you.
Right. Now, this is the traditional sort of protection racket that was run by mobs. Basically, if you're in their neighborhood, hey, you want protection in this neighborhood, you's going to have to pay up. You know what I mean? If not, something terrible could happen to you.
Yeah, and there was another example from, I think, the last episode, because you brought up this issue of, proportionate force, right? Like, if someone's invading your property, can you shoot the, person trampling your flowers or whatever? And in the last episode, I think basically these pirates tried to board their boat, and their cover was they had a pregnant woman with them. And so the idea was, well, they're not going to shoot a pregnant woman. So then they, take over the boat and, with their guns and so on. And I think one of the characters says something like, well, if you have to ask, should I shoot? The answer is you should shoot. So, like I said, the show has a way of personalizing these kinds of questions in a way that it's kind of, like, when you're talking really abstractly, it's hard to really get a handle on a lot of this stuff. But that brings me to my question, which is...
Most people watching those shows aren't going to make the connections that we do. I mean, when we see the thug saying, okay, you guys, you're going to start working for me now. You're going to give me 50% of what you create or else I'm going to kill you. We see that as, oh, that's the government. But most people just see that, oh, what a dirty, dirty thug. He's a terrible man. And then, they don't see the government as the same thing because of the things you were talking about, Mark, because of the F-18s, because of the, the man with the robe in the courtroom and the pews and, all the pomp and circumstance, the elections, all this stuff that surrounds government that appears to make it different from a common criminal gang.
They give us roads and they give us all this other stuff.
Well, this guy might feed you if you start giving him 50% of your inventory. But no, most people aren't going to make that connection. Anyway, go ahead.
So, on that point that you raised, do you remember the colony with the guy in the manor, you know, wearing the fancy suit? Are you suggesting that people would view that as a more legitimate authority than the guy in the leather jacket with the baseball bat?
Probably.
I mean, I could see why they would, but I don't know if there's much difference.
I don't know if there is either.
But you've in the past, so this is my question, in the past you said the property rights are an agreement, right? An agreement between people. And
I think so.
For looking at the recent episode, of course, I don't know if you've seen the spinoff series, Fear of the Walking Dead, but the premise is that they're on a boat. They're trying to, you know, use a boat to escape the apocalypse. And there's a man who owns the boat, ostensibly owns the boat. And I don't know if the show really explores it in, you know, like you said, maybe the average person doesn't see it the way we do. But the show does seem to be trying to explore the question of, does ownership still make sense even in, you know, in this kind of apocalypse scenario where there's no government, there's no enforcement? Because if you think about it, there's...
Well, the man that runs that boat, I am familiar with the show, Fear the Walking Dead, is a spinoff, and it's been okay.
Right, they could just take the boat from him, right?
They could take the boat from him, but they are, to some extent, respecting his wishes for the boat, which is he has said he doesn't want new people coming on the boat. That's frustrating to them because they've wanted to help people who've been in need, but they've ultimately respected
his wishes. How big is this boat?
For the most part. It's a large-ish kind of fancy boat. I mean, it's, you know...
Like a cruise ship?
It's not a cruise ship, no. It's like a yacht, like a fancy rich person's boat. I don't know how you describe boats. I'm not a boat person.
Yeah,
there's boats that you can fit like five people sitting on. There's boats that you can live on.
This is a livable kind of boat for rich people.
So you could, and I don't know how this boat is powered. Is it a sail yacht?
No sails, just an engine.
So, I would wonder how it gets around. Boats drink fuel like you wouldn't believe. Yeah. I mean, it's gallons per hour on these things.
So far, the show has just been one trip of the boat. It hasn't. I don't think it had a chance to run out of fuel yet, but that may become an issue in future episodes.
If I was writing this, I would be writing the sail yacht as opposed to the other yacht.
The gas may become an issue in future episodes. So far, there has been an engine jam that has caused an issue.
Yeah. But so that's my question, Ian. If there's no agreement, really, there's just sort of what people. I mean, this is what the argument that someone would make, right? Is that if there's no agreement, then there's no really. How can you apply property rights when the captain of the boat hasn't really, he never really reached an agreement with them, right? He just said, okay,
the agreement is the agreement of property rights in general that most people in our culture and society respect and honor for the most part. And so the agreement was they're getting on his boat, so they're subject to his rules. And so far, for the most part, with the exception of letting this pregnant woman on and the other pirates that were with her because they were, you know, the guy was asleep and he couldn't stop them. For the most part, they have respected his wishes. So it's property rights is an unspoken agreement, and some people don't agree with it, so they steal things and take things from others. If you had another point, you're welcome to hang up. Make it. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Sort of like the unspoken agreement of you check out at the front of the grocery store instead of walking out.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here toll free. 855-450-FREE. More on Satoshi Nakamoto. Who is it? Well, turns out the guy claiming to be Satoshi has failed miserably at proving his claim. And we'll continue that discussion when we get a chance, but your calls come first here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And this will be your final opportunity before Mother's Day to get Sherry's Berries. You can get Sherry's Berries any day of the year for any occasion whatsoever, and I highly recommend them for any time, you know, whether it's a graduation gift or, you know, just because you want to treat yourself or your loved ones.
Birthday stuff. They do have stuff specially themed for birthdays.
That's true, and graduation is coming up for a lot of people, so you might want to consider Sherry's Berries. But for Mother's Day, you better get your orders in, like, now, over at berries.com. Because Mother's Day is Sunday. And yes, you can get Sunday delivery from Sherry's Berries. So make sure you go on their website, berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, and select your Sherry's Berries. They're just $19.99 to start, plus shipping, or you can double the berries for just $10 more. Talk about the best berries you'll ever come across. This is Sherry's Berries. They're huge, fresh, juicy, and delicious. And then they're dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. They're always devoured upon arrival here at the studio, and we supremely enjoy Sherry's Berries. I think you will as well. If you've had it before, you know they're great. If you haven't, go ahead and order one for yourself as well, because you're going to want them, especially if Mom doesn't live near you. That way you know what Mom's getting, because it's awesome. Sherry's Berries. Go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com, and you're going to want to double the berries for just $10 more, because more berries is a better thing. And again, that's berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Enter code FTL. That way they know that we sent them the business, and they appreciate that, and so do we. So berries.com. Click the mic. Use code FTL and get the deals. and Mother's Day is right around the corner. So don't delay. Like, go now if you have yet to do so, or as soon as you stop driving, go to berries.com and get it done. Use code FTL. Let's go back to Nathan. We're talking about property rights, and he's sort of relating his, I guess, points to the show The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead. And I didn't know if you had really finished up your thoughts, Nathan, or if you had more to say, so please go ahead.
Oh, no, I did have another thought about this show that we're talking about. It's a zombie horror show called Fear the Walking Dead. If you've ever played, like, I don't know, Silent Hill or Resident Evil or, you know, any of these kinds of video games, it's sort of like a TV adaptation of that kind of thing.
Well, before video games, there were movies about zombies, and so The Walking Dead is right. Essentially an extended series about zombies rather than a movie, which is only an hour and a half.
These are virus-having zombies, isn't that right?
I don't know if they've determined the source of the zombie thing.
Well, the weird thing about Fear of the Walking Dead is that it's a very anti-religion, anti-science at the same time. Like, they had an episode where they were in a church, but the statue of Jesus appeared to be powerless. But then they've also met scientists who, like, they're like, I don't know what it is. It could be anything. So, you know, all we're given is that the virus or whatever it is turns people into zombies pretty
much. Got it. Fine.
And so, but see, that's unfortunate because I think there was a quote from the director that he wanted to forget about the plot and explore character. But it seems like characterization is being thrown in the tube or whatever, because up until this point, the characters were trying to cooperate with the boat owner. But now they suddenly, because the boat owner did something they didn't like, now they all want to, you know, we just get rid of him. We don't need him. We can run this boat ourselves.
But, well, that's certainly true. They have considered a mutiny, and that's, you know, you're right. Obviously, once society goes out the window, property rights are short to follow.
Well, and that's what kind of, if you deviate sufficiently from the norm in society, people are going to generally begin to disrespect your property rights. And that's one of the sort of protections that are intended to be placed by whoever is the one that is out there that's supposed to be protecting property. In this case, it's the government, who is traditionally shown itself to be pretty poor. If the government is all of us and all of us hate this dude over here, then we aren't
good luck.
We aren't going to be very good at protecting his property rights if we want his property. It's kind of one of the conundrums of government.
Nathan, good call. Thanks for making it tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that's 855-450-3733. So, Daryl, you didn't like The Walking Dead. Was it just too grotesque, or you're not into horror?
I saw about a minute of it, and they had the zombies in a barn, and I was like, yep, this is how zombie apocalypse happens when you keep the zombies as pets. I thought it was stupid.
Okay. I think I remember the episode you were talking about there.
This is one of the conundrums, though. I mean, what if it's your loved one and, you know, your darling sweet girlfriend, which you don't have, and I wish you had one, who gets bit by the zombie, and then you've got to make the decision, do I shoot the girlfriend or what?
And what if a radioactive spider bites me and I turn into Superman? Like, this is all just absolute nonsense.
It's a fantasy show, Daryl. Of course it's nonsense. Look,
right, so the whole thing of what would you do if
that was actually the issue.
Like, it's not an issue because it's not realistic.
Well, there could be a zombie plague.
You said the man who watches professional wrestling.
Right. There could be a zombie plague someday. It's a possibility. It's not very likely, but, you know, it could happen. But I think the issue actually with the zombies in the barn, if I'm recalling correctly, and I'm by no means the kind of person who goes back and watches a show a second time, so I've only seen it the once, and that was a few seasons back. But I think that the issue there was that the people who were trapping those zombies in the barn were crazy, and that they believed that those could be saved. Like, oh yes, that was my girlfriend or my daughter or whatever. Now she's trying to bite me, but what if it's just temporary? What if this is just some sort of disease?
Yep, and that's how the zombie apocalypse happens when you keep the zombies as pets.
And she could, No. These were people, the zombie apocalypse had already happened, but these were some survivors who had gotten it into their head that these might still be their loved ones who had taken on some sort of bizarre sickness and, you know, with the right serum or something could be saved. So they were sort of holding them as pets. pets, if you will, until that time. Of course, they end up getting out and killing and wreaking all kinds of havoc.
It's okay that Daryl isn't interested, and it's okay that they wrote a show about zombies.
Yeah,
I guess is really where you're going to end up on this conversation.
I'm not trying to get Daryl interested in the show, by no means.
It almost sounds like you are. See, you're stepping just a little too far into the, I'm going to convince you to like the show.
No, not trying to convince him to like it. Just explaining what was going on there. Okay. That it was actually what you were talking about in that particular scene.
I understand.
And those shows are all about characters. I mean, so when you look at the show The Walking Dead, the show's more about the interactions between the characters who are alive than their interactions with the zombies. The zombies occupy a very, very small portion of the show, and when they're on screen, the makeup is, you know, very good, and the gore is grotesque, and it's icky.
I want people to find some militia's, hold of guns, so they're just fine against the zombie. Boom, boom! You know, like this seems like a good way to handle some zombies, is to go out there with a broomstick.
Noise. Mythbusters tested, and they determined that you're actually better off with an axe.
You're better off with a sword or a knife or something against zombies. And that's
because you don't have to reload an axe.
Okay.
Well, that's true, and the zombies are attracted to noise. So if you start shooting a bunch of zombies, any more zombies from the near surrounding areas are going to start coming your direction.
Okay, so
that's a problem.
Let me get it straight. I think I may agree with you. I think you may have converted me here, Daryl. So an axe is good because it's a swinging weapon, and zombies are not going to be employing other melee weapons. You can often be de-axed relatively quickly compared to a sword, which is a thrusting weapon. You don't need to thrust necessarily with zombies because you really want to hack pieces off like heads. So I'm going to have to say axe is good. Now, if I'm going to have to make a recommendation on axes, I'm going to go with S-Wing every time. You never have a problem with the
brand?
It's a brand. Okay. Absolutely. And
is that double-sided?
Does it make it easier to take the axe back out of the skull? Because ultimately you don't want to get the axe stuck into a skull and then have another zombie coming at you at that same moment.
I get you. The skull, I'm not worried about with an axe because
zombies have soft tissue in their skulls?
No, because skulls versus wood, I've employed enough axes. I used a maul today, which is just a big fat axe. And I'm going to say that skulls, not as hard to penetrate as wood. And that I just don't think it's going to be that much of an issue. You can get it back out. And the brand isn't probably going to make a difference.
This is something we've talked about. It's been a while, but I remember talking about zombie apocalypse on Free Talk Live many years ago on the air. So people have always been concerned about the possibility of zombie apocalypse.
Plus, S-Wing has a metal rod rather than a wooden one, so the axe head is thinner, less likely to get stuck.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you become a zombie? Zombie or suicide in the zombie apocalypse? It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so head on over to... Actually, go to Skype us on username lrn.fm. If you haven't downloaded Skype, you can go to, I believe, skype.com. Anyway, yes. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Oh, hey, yeah, Daryl's here. Daryl W. Perry.
Ian.
The presidential candidate. From the Libertarian Party. Not officially nominated yet, but that'll be later this month if all goes as planned.
Daryl, you're still a presidential candidate, right?
Yes.
Like you're running for the nomination for the Libertarian Party.
He's going to be on the ballot in New Hampshire whether or not he gets the nomination from the Libertarian Party.
Because of, there's two states, right? New Hampshire and Massachusetts because of the way they run their primaries.
I don't know if he did it in Mass. Are you trying to get on in Mass too?
No.
Okay. Just New Hampshire.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Are you committed to stand by the Libertarian candidate, whoever it might be the Libertarian Party chooses?
It depends on if I find the person to be sufficiently Libertarian.
The answer is no.
No. Okay. Because this is what they
and
do.
I think that's the right answer.
What they do to candidates out there is they say, hey, you know, are you a party guy or not?
Actually, no. You're probably only the second person to ever ask me that question.
Well, I didn't say that they have done it to you, but they certainly did it to Trump a lot, right?
Right, and Trump is, you know, in no way connected to the Libertarian Party. You're talking about what Republicans do to Republicans.
And Democrats do to Democrats. This is what they do to presidential candidates, is what I said.
Didn't Rand Paul just endorse Donald Trump?
I think he refused not to
I believe
be a never Trump.
Daryl told me he endorsed him.
Okay.
That's what I have been reading.
All right.
So, DarylWPerry.com, you can go check out more about him there. Has the unnamed thus far debate been named? Has there been
yes.
a press release?
Russia Today made their announcement yesterday.
That's huge.
They're actually holding two third-party debates. They've got a Green Party debate on Monday.
Oh, wow.
and then they've got the Libertarian debate on Thursday.
Who's going to be in it?
Both will be live, so Monday at 4 o'clock and Thursday at 4 o'clock.
RT's available on live streaming on the Internet. It's on several satellites across the globe, and also, of course, on television systems, cable systems.
Yes, so the Libertarian debate, it's going to be myself, yep. Daryl W. Perry, Austin Peterson, and Dr. Mark Allen Feldman.
Johnson's not going to be there?
Johnson is not going to be there. I was initially told that John McAfee was going to be there, and then he posted a really weird thing on Twitter about having a well-humping contest.
The first time I heard Daryl say this, I'm thinking, why would someone have sex with a well? That's a very strange thing to do. But you're actually saying the word whale. As in the sea animal.
The sea animal, yes.
Okay.
Is that how they all do it in there in, what is it, Birmingham? Where are you from? Well. They call whales wells.
I'm not, like, I can hear the difference, but I can't speak the difference.
Okay.
Would it be more appropriate to call it a whale?
I don't know.
Whale?
I don't,
see, what I try no, no,
this
to
is make, English, man. It doesn't on. Make sense.
What I try to pronunciate a difference between...
Pronounce.
No, pronunciate.
Okay.
That's how I say it.
Birmingham?
Will you let me finish my sentence? When I try to enunciate the difference, is that better?
Okay.
Between the thing that you would, like, you know, dip a water bottle into and
a well.
Extract water, a well, and the thing that lives in the sea, a well. I can hear it in my head.
I hear you making a slight difference in how you say it.
There is a slight difference.
But if I try to enunciate to where you can tell there's a difference, I sound like a retarded munchkin.
Well, let me ask you this.
How do you say Q-U-A-I-L?
Quail?
He's almost got that the same.
Yeah.
What about the sound that a ghost makes in the middle of the night?
Boo?
W-A-I-L.
Yeah.
Right? That one?
Go say boo.
Yeah, okay. That wasn't the question. You know what the question is.
The question was the sound that a ghost makes, and a ghost says boo.
Can you say the wind wails in the gale?
The wind wails in the gale. How's this? There's wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Right, wailing.
Wailing.
That's the right terminology for the big mammal. So you have
the whaling is not the name of the mammal.
That's true. Whaling is
what
you capture
is what you do to the mammal.
That's illegal now. Let's go to Zachary. He's in Ithaca, New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zachary.
Hi. Do you remember talking to me the other night about Cornell Dining and how I enjoy working there so much?
I don't know if all of our hosts were on at that time or all of our listeners.
I have
but
no clue what Cornell Dining is.
Zachary works at Cornell University in the dining hall.
Okay.
He worked there, and until recently, did something happen?
Yeah, I showed up for work and I talked to the chef, and I set up, and dinner got started, and then these HR goons and their union representative types swooped in, and I ended up periscoping the whole entire. Talking to from HR, but essentially I'm on paid leave. I got a paid vacation out of it. So thank you for having me on the show to trash talk my employer.
So this was you calling us to talk about how bad being in a union is, the fact that you were in the union also helps protect your freedom of speech so you can speak out about how bad the union is, because as a union person, they can, you know, very little that they can do to you. Which, of course, also means you work alongside a bunch of shiftless losers who are not holding up their end of the bargain, and so you've got to pick up the slack. You ended up being interviewed in a local news story about the union kitchen there, and you were not necessarily kind to the union. You suspect that is what has to do with you being suspended?
No, what they specifically, the woman who spoke to me said, was that I spoke ill of the students who worked in the kitchen during the planned dinner, and they were breaking health codes, and they specifically said, you said they were like children, and that you had to clean up after them. I'm like, yeah, I did say that, because we did. So apparently I got their attention, and they told me one of the conditions of my, you know, paid vacation / paid administrative leave is that I'm not to further disparage students. And I love the students. What I don't like is how they're kind of getting taken advantage of by this business, you know, masking itself as a university, exploiting not only the town and the workers and the students, but you know, the tax system itself. So,
you're on a how long of a suspension? 1 week?
Well, they said they'll get back to me by next Friday, which really means all my coworkers are screwed out of me having come in and work and set up and take care of problems and cook stuff. So
they killed the messenger here. Rather than addressing whatever issues you might have had, they killed the messenger. I do get that they probably would prefer you, bring your complaint to them. But if it's Union House, there's not much they're going to do about it anyway.
They specifically made mention of the fact that if I think of myself as a whistleblower, invite that, and they're totally open to that. I uploaded it to YouTube. It's called Talking To from Cornell HR. It's about 36 minutes of this woman sitting there. I'll try and actually interface on a human to human. Looks like talking to a Scientologist. But don't get 7 views now. You should check it out. I periscoped it. She's, are you recording me? I'm like, yes. And I didn't elaborate. But I'm not going to tuck tail and run. Everyone is being, are too afraid to speak out. I've been told by everybody, including the chef, he doesn't want to be involved.
Don't rock the boat, kid. Yeah, if you email me that interview, that YouTube, I'll put it up on our Facebook page, and it'll get a bunch of views that way.
Mark@freetalklive.com.
Mark at freetalklive.com. Consider it done. Fight the power.
Enjoy the vacation, Zach, and let us know how this goes. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Hey, union work. It's got its perks, I guess, huh? 855-450-3733. Let's go to Andy. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Listening online. Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, I just want to revisit 9/11 for a minute because
that's never been done before. Go ahead.
I figured that was unique. No, that's what started this whole Middle Eastern invasion and stuff. And and the people really need to know the fraud to what's going on here. I mean,
slow down for one moment. When you say 9/11 started a whole Middle Eastern invasion, what do you mean exactly?
Well, what I mean is that was their excuse to go nail all these people. First, it was Iraq. They went into Iraq. I mean, 15 of the 19.
You know they were in Iraq in the 1990s, right? And as well as
in
other.
No, I was in the military.
Well, in the 70s and the 60s.
Yeah, exactly. But the point is.
So it was another excuse to go in.
Let him go on with his premise. Let's just assume his premise.
Okay,
but you can't assume a false premise because the U.S. military never left Iraq after going in the 90s.
Rebutted the premise already. Go ahead, sir.
No, the whole point is 15 of the 19 hijackers were supposedly from Saudi Arabia, and we invaded Iraq. And then later we went into Afghanistan, and then we went into Yemen, then we went into Libya.
I want to make sure, Andy, you have a chance to make your whole point. So stand by, although I disagree that we did those things. I did not. I stayed home. I'm not in the military, nor am I interested in joining. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And more on the way about Satoshi Nakamoto. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.